Welcome to the show where cleaners and restorers can get on the path to becoming rich simply by applying the proven business growth strategies contained inside. This podcast features the work of industry legend Joe Polish and is hosted by Tim Paulson. Together, they bring you the Rich Cleaner Podcast.
Hello, this is Timothy, and I welcome you back. This is the first of two episodes where I will be sharing the success secrets of a billion-dollar company and how these secrets apply to your cleaning and restoration business today. Now, I'm going to share these secrets from a company outside of this industry. That's what I bring. I've helped Joe Polish for years, yet I'm from outside the industry, and that can be a great advantage to you, outside the box thinking. In these two episodes, again, this one and the next one, I'm going to share 11 success secrets from this company. Now, Hair Club for Men, I helped go from 8 offices to 69 offices during the time I was with the company. I was vice president of the company for a period of time. I have never publicly shared the 11 secrets that I am going to share in these podcast episodes. So you are in for a treat. Now, again, I invite you to be open-minded. Don't think or say, well, that's from a totally different industry. That doesn't apply to me. Think instead and ask the question, how does this apply to you and your cleaning and restoration industry? Now, we're going to have a little fun here. I'm going to play the audio of a television commercial from 1991. That was a long time ago. This particular television commercial was the lead generator that ultimately led to something like $100 million in sales of products and services for Hair Club for Men. Now, again, so you listen to this commercial. Individuals would respond, they would request the information, then they would make an appointment in the offices, and again, it led to some $100 million in business. So I'm going to share this with you. Go ahead and listen.
Hi, I'm Tim Paulson, Vice President of Hair Club for Men, and of course, I'm also a client. Like these men, I called Hair Club's toll-free number requesting their informative booklet about thinning hair. Probably the best call I ever made. Inside is everything you need to know about hair replacement, including a complete objective bibliography. You'll learn about weeds, transplants, and misconceptions of minoxidil, as well as Hair Club's non-surgical strand-by-strand system.
Even when I run my fingers through Sean's hair, it still feels natural, like his own, even when the hair blows around. It looks very natural. Even when wet, Gerard's hair still looks like it's all his own.
Remember, if you want more facts, free and without obligation, you can call this toll-free number for your booklet. No salesman will call you. Consultations are free.
Don't forget, we stand behind it. And remember, I'm not only the Hair Club president, but I'm also a client.
Now, you remember those commercials, don't you? Cy Sperling coming on at the end saying, I'm not only the Hair Club president, I'm also a client. Well, again, that company has sold billions and billions of dollars of products and services. So I'm here to tell you that just one idea can change everything for you. I like to say you're just one idea away. I am going to present to you again in these two episodes 11 success strategies, these secrets. Maybe not all of them apply to you, and that's okay. But I hope that you will ask yourself the question, how can I apply this to my cleaning and restoration business? You know, Einstein, he said this. I love this. If I had a life or death problem and only 1 hour to solve it, I'd spend 55 minutes getting the question right, then the answer would naturally follow. So we're getting the question right. This is from Hair Club for Men, another industry, but how can I apply it to my cleaning and restoration business? That's the question. There's also a Cameroon proverb, he who asketh the question cannot avoid the answer. So by asking the question, your mind searches for the answer. So that's what I invite you to do. I may have mentioned Sally Hogshead before. She is a wonderful member of Joe Polish's Genius Network group. She wrote the book Fascinate, How to Make Your Brand Impossible to Resist, and another book, How the World Sees You, Discover the Highest Value Through the Science of Fascination. I love Sally. She's remarkable. And she said something at a meeting some time ago that literally stopped me in my tracks. She said, "It's better to be different than it is to be better." Now, let me kind of preface additional comments by saying this. I have had the opportunity of speaking at seminars all around the world, Egypt, Australia, Ireland, elsewhere. And I often will ask the question, why should a person do business with you instead of all of the other options that are available to them? The number one answer, doesn't matter where it is throughout the world, the number one answer is because we are the best, because we're better than our competition. Well, who says so? It is most of the time hyperbole. Now, you may very well be better than everybody else, but they can say the exact same thing. And people were kind of conditioned not to believe that. Even watching a football game on television, you watch, whether it's college or pro, and you watch, and somebody scores a touchdown, and what do they say to the camera? We're number one. Well, when all is said and done, there's only one number one. And everybody else, it's just, again, hyperbole or puffery. So when you say we're the best or we're better than everybody else, it's not good enough. It's not going to help you go to the highest levels of success. So Sally says, it's better to be different than it is to be better. And I saw that with Hair Club for Men. And I want to tell you that there are many companies, many business owners who struggle financially in the cleaning and restoration industry as well as outside. If you keep doing the same things you've always done, you'll get the same results. Now, this podcast episode and the next one is about making changes. Even if you're doing well presently, it's important not to stay static. We need to stay ahead. We need to make changes. You know, there's a great book, and I hope you've read it, by Jim Collins. It's titled Good to Great. He says in the book, the enemy to great is good. Sometimes when things are good, we're satisfied. You know, we're paying the bills, we're getting things done, but we never go to that higher level of great because good gets in the way. I'm inviting you to say, hey, how can I go to the next level? How can my company become great? That's what we're talking about. Okay, secret number one, Hair Club's secret number one, the right name, change the frame. That's how I'm introducing this. Now, I'm going to introduce it with a story outside of the hair industry, outside of cleaning and restoration, and we'll go to art. I love art, and it's so instructive to me and hopefully to others. The curator of the National Gallery of Art in Washington, D.C., he said something like this, and I'm paraphrasing, if I were to take one of our more abstract works, for example, a painting done by Ellsworth Kelly, and I took it out of the frame and I marched it down the stairs of the National Gallery and I went down the street and I hung it up in a cafe. Individuals would come in and they would say something like, hey, look at that. That looks a little bit like an Ellsworth Kelly. Please pass the salt. In other words, they would give it about 4 seconds of thought, but because of the frame, because of where it's located, they wouldn't give it a second thought as being authentically an Ellsworth Kelly. But you take that same painting and you put it in a nice frame and you put it in a prestigious museum like the National Gallery in Washington, D.C., and that painting is worth millions of dollars. My question is, and again, I like to ask questions to stimulate your thinking, how can you change the frame to where your business is viewed as different, as valuable, as separated, as if it's in a museum somewhere, so to speak? So the right name, change the frame. Sometimes the right name can do it. Now, in 1974, Cy Sperling was working in the hair restoration industry. He and his brother were working in a company called Hair Replacement Centers. Cy decided that he would start his own company, and he considered different names for the business. Now, the competition was like this: Tim's Toupees, Joe's hair pieces, Sherry's wigs, Michael's rugs. Cy, for a moment, thought, I'm going to name it Seymour Hair. Now, Cy is short for Seymour. So that's a little play on his name, Seymour Hair. Well, he thought better of that. He didn't want to be in the toupee business or the hairpiece or wig or rugs business. He wanted to reinvent the industry. How did he do that? The company name, Hair Club for Men. Now think about that for a second. When everybody else was a hair replacement center or a toupee or hair pieces or whatever, his company was Hair Club for Men. He was changing the frame. He was changing the perspective with the right name. I'm not suggesting that you go out and you change your name tomorrow. But if you are Joe's Cleaners, there's Tom's Cleaners, there's Sherry's Cleaners, there's Michael's Cleaners, there's this and that and the other thing. How do you differentiate from everybody else? How do you become the Hair Club for Men by changing the frame, by changing with the right name? So again, I'm stimulating, hopefully, your thinking, your imagination with that question. You ponder that. Now, Hair Club practically doubled its market overnight by changing its name. Did you know that? Think about this. Just two words changed everything. Hair Club for Men became Hair Club for Men and Women. And now when they did that, again, it almost practically doubled the market. And it actually allowed Hair Club to go to a higher level of success. Change the frame by changing the name. So again, something for you to consider. The next secret, the unique naming formula. That's what I'm calling this. And Dan Sullivan, now I'm giving him credit. That's where I learned it from. Dan Sullivan of Strategic Coach, a great friend of Joe Polish's and a member of Genius Network. He uses that, the unique naming formula. Now, Cy figured this out on his own in the 70s. He said, now I've got Hair Club for Men, so I have a different name. I'm attracting it with a different frame, so to speak. I don't want to offer a hairpiece. I don't want to offer a wig or a toupee or a unit. Now it's true. If you were to go into 90% of the hair replacement companies in the world today, they would say, you know what, let me tell you about the unit that we can give for you. Isn't that terrible? I mean, why do people run out of there screaming? Because they don't want a hairpiece, a wig, a toupee, or a unit. Cy Sperling knew that. And so he had basically the exact thing that anybody else in the industry offered when he first started. He didn't have a choice. That's all he had. He didn't have the resources to invest and to really try to invent and improve what they were doing. But he called it something else. He didn't call it a hairpiece. He called it the strand-by-strand method. People loved the idea of having their hair added back in strand by strand as opposed to any of these other methods. So at Hair Club for Men, we offer the strand-by-strand method to give you your hair back. Compare that to at Joe's Toupees, we offer a really good toupee. We're better than the competition. Can you see the difference? So my question to you is, how does this apply to the cleaning and restoration industry? Is there a way that you can have the unique naming formula apply? Can you call what you do something different, something that differentiates you? Now, it still might be the same process, but can you give it a unique name so that it differentiates what you're doing with a twist, making it different somehow? Now, by the way, I'm all for being better and being different. Don't misunderstand. Yes, work to be better than your competition. But that being different makes a big difference as well. Next, the Tuccheroni pricing model. Now, this is kind of fun. When Cy started his company, he had a good friend named Tuccheroni. And Cy told this story. He loved telling this story over the years. He said, you know, Tuccheroni said to me when I was starting my business, you know, a hair piece is $500, because that was what hair pieces went for at the time. All the competition, a hair piece, a toupee, a wig, whatever it was, is about $500. Tuccheroni added, hair piece $500, A new process, $2,500. What Tuccheroni was suggesting was that by being different, by not calling it what everybody else is calling it, by having a unique name, you are a new process and you can charge a lot more. Now, over time, this was a great advantage to Cy and Herr Klifferman because people were beating a path to their door. The first office in New York City, they were just streaming in to Herr Klifferman to get the strand-by-strand method and pay $2,500 or whatever the investment was at the time. Now, think about that. They were flowing in. And people, they didn't want something cheap. They didn't want something that was $500. There were many people who would say, if I'm going to do this, I'm going to do it right. I would rather pay $2,500 and do it right than $500 and do it incorrectly. There is a price psychology. The more something costs, the higher the quality is perceived. The higher the price, it is different somehow. There's a price psychology. But going back to what I was saying, what Cy was able to do when charging these higher fees was that he was able to reinvest and try to and work hard to get a better product. So he was different, but he was also trying to do something that was better. A lot of experimentation. He was able to hire the finest stylist. He was able to hire the finest executives. Did I tell you that I was vice president for a period of time? He was able to get the nice facilities. He was able to do a lot of things because he was charging more. Everybody benefited as a result of that. So the price psychology, there's a pride of spending. So what I'm saying is if you are charging the same as everybody else, you're pretty much perceived like everybody else. What we have taught for years to rich cleaners and in the Elite Cleaners program is raise your prices. It's amazing what can happen when you raise your prices. You can afford to raise your prices 10% and lose a certain percentage of your clients and still make the same money. But most likely you don't lose those clients and things just go to a higher level of success. I'm going to share one more of the Hair Club success secrets. This is the continuity model. So Hair Club for Men for years, the old sales model was that someone would come in and purchase the strand-by-strand hair system for $2,500. The hair doesn't grow, so over a period of time, it loses vitality. At the end of a year, a person, same client, would purchase a new strand-by-strand hair system for about $1,200, so it was considerably less. But the problem was that a lot of individuals would get to the point where the hair didn't look good, and they started looking around. They started looking at the competition. Hair Club had a revolving door. They would have a lot of new clients, but they weren't able to keep them for as long as they should have and could have. And one of the big mistakes of Hair Club, and I'll talk about that later in the next session, mistakes and how to avoid them, because Hair Club certainly wasn't perfect. But a one-time sale, $2,500, a year later, $1,200, and then members would pay $65 a month for a haircut for service, so that was about $780 a year. The year total was about $4,480. Now, a big percentage, again, would not make it to year two. What Hair Club did was change to the continuity model. They introduced something called the club plan, and there were different levels, but let me tell you about one level. It was $497 a month, all inclusive. So that meant that the $65 monthly visits were included. They would get new hair, a new strand-by-strand hair system, every 6 months. So at the end of a year, they would have paid $5,964, so about $1,500 more than the old sales model. And this is what is really important. The clients looked better because they were getting new hair every 6 months. The clients were happier because they looked so much better. The clients stayed longer because they look so much better. They were so much happier. So at the end of a year, they will have received three strand-by-strand hair systems as opposed to two, but they've paid $1,500 more. And the revolving door, the attrition, it slowed way down. Hair Club was able to retain their clients. The clients were happy. They referred others and so forth and so on. So my question to you, again, questions are the answer. What can you do to add continuity in your cleaning and restoration business? We certainly teach this in Elite Cleaners and Rich Cleaners. We talk about programs where you can have individuals automatically have you come back. You don't have to resell them every 6 months. It's just automatic. We've introduced programs like the No-Brainer program and so forth, where clients are happier, their carpets look better all the time, their home is healthier, and you are the only one whom they're dealing with. So what I've done in this episode is talk about it's better to be different than it is to be better. Hair Club absolutely was different. Secret number one. The right name. Change the frame. That's secret number two. The unique naming formula. That's a Dan Sullivan idea, but it was illustrated by Cy Sperling when he was starting his company. The Tutoroni pricing model. That's another secret. Pricing high. That is a good way to go for a lot of companies. And then the continuity model. So maybe you've not heard anything that you haven't heard before, but you hear it in a different way. And so I invite you again to consider, how can you apply these ideas, these secrets, these strategies to your business? In the next episode, I'm going to introduce additional secrets. So be sure to come back and be sure to visit richcleaner.com. There's great resources on the page. There are videos, there's training. So go back, keep coming back, and share this with us. So thank you again for joining me in this episode. Until next time, make it a tremendous day.
This concludes another value-packed episode of the Rich Cleaner Podcast. Be sure to visit richcleaner.com to check out the latest episodes. And don't miss out on the bonus videos, extras, and opportunities to interact with Joe and Tim by leaving comments and reviews. Go to richcleaner.com today.